plate a potential nugget.
And the other piece about Gandhiji's life is sort of the strange dichotomy between the accomplishments and success on the, let's say, on the public front. And let's say the tension in the family front. What's, in terms of the four sons especially,
Absolutely.
What's your take on why it turned out that way?
You see, Deepak, it's often true of many successful people that they neglect their children and their partner, romantic partners. I'm sure before great artists, great musicians, Picasso, Hussein, Einstein, you know, it's very, very true. It's very hard to find people. Even Nehru was rather neglectful of his wife. I mean, that's well known, right? So it's very hard. But you're so consumed by your career and making, I'm sure many CEOs likewise, right? Okay. And in Gandhi's case, it was complicated by the fact that he had his children very young. So with Harilal, for example, this is something explained at great length in the prequel to this book, Gandhi Before India, that Harilal was born when Gandhi was 18. Right? Do you have children?
I have two children.
How old were you when your
Nine
first
and
child?
Five.
How old were you when your first child was born?
I was 33.
Okay, so okay, right. So you were 33 when your first child was born, and I was 32 when my first child was born, right? Whereas Gandhi was 18. So when I was having my midlife career at the age of 40 or 38 and leaving the university and 37, my child was 7 or 6 or 7. There was no issue. Gandhi was having his midlife career, which was, I want to give up lawyering to become a full-time activist. When his son at 18 was having his adolescent midlife crisis, saying, do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? And they clashed.
Mm.
So this is not explain. This is not excuse.
Sure.
Gandhi's harsh treatment of Harilal, but to contextualize it, that he was finding him a new calling. He wanted to abandon being a prosperous lawyer and become a full-time community activist working with the diaspora community. And that made him deaf to what Harilal wanted. He told Harilal, you go to jail because I'm not going to jail. Harilal said, you went to London and became a lawyer. Let me also do that first.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, things that deteriorated and so on. But he was a harsh and unfeeling father, particularly to his two elder sons. And towards his wife, he was a typical Hindu patriarch of that time, you know, without question.
I guess you also go on to say in the book that Devdas, the youngest, was possibly the closest.
That's right. He took him a long time to learn how to deal with his children, but he finally learned. And he had a very companionable and cozy relationship with Devdas.
It's interesting to have Dr. Guha talk about the transitions that Gandhiji goes through and concurrently the transitions some of his family members go through. That's an interesting way of taking stock of life, I guess. Just being mindful of the various transitions that are going on in the personal and professional front around us, whether it's maternity, kids graduating, parents turning a certain age, or something else. Often we get stuck at that point in time and lose track of the bigger picture, which might be a phase of transition that either us or somebody else is going through. Thank you for listening. And apologies for the audio being a little noisy. Dr. Guha and I had this conversation in the outdoors in the pleasant Bangalorean winter, but we couldn't put the construction worker at a neighboring site or the birds on mute. Hope that did not come in the way of the listening experience. For more podcast content curated by theme, please visit playtopotential.com and visit the curated playlist section. To know more about the leadership advisory work I do, please visit the About section at playtopotential.com.